Today is Friday, February 28th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I got an email from someone, and I'm not going to say their name because they told me at the end of the email that their Facebook wasn't public knowledge, and so I don't know if I'm supposed to give a name, but anyway, it's fine. If you want me to give your name, you can certainly write back in, you can email, or you can call, you can do whatever you want, but I'm going to try to, you know, to not reveal anything. So this person says, not a stranger to podcasts or Pride 48, but only been listening to your podcast for around 6 months or so. On several occasions, you have mentioned that you used to do webcam work, and I believe you mentioned Night Flirt. So no, I did not do anything. And in fact, I Googled Night Flirt this morning when I got this email, and I couldn't even find anything other than a phone sex thing and not a webcam thing. So I don't know if I Googled exactly the way it was typed in this email. So, and all I could find was NITE Flirt. So I don't know if that company has gone out of business or I'm not really sure. But anyway, the company that I did it for is called Flirt for Free, F-L-I-R-T, the number four, free, F-R-E-E. I'm giving them a commercial right now. And they are still in existence and they're pretty big. And in fact, I think most of like Adam for Adam and all the, you know, Adam, all the sites that have their own cam site, a lot of them use just skin Flirt for Free. So I think it's a pretty big thing. But anyway, that's what I used to be on. So he says, this caught my attention because I did that as well for many years. I was also on Night Flirt, but mainly did iFriends. So I did look up iFriends, and funnily enough, I got an ad from Flirt for Free saying, iFriends has gone out of business. Please come. We'll give you free credits for Flirt for Free. So I don't know if Flirt for Free bought iFriends and then put them out of business. I'm not really sure. But all of that being said, it was Flirt for Free and they still are in existence. And he wanted to know if I've ever heard of that one. I had never heard of Night Flirt or iFriends until this morning. He says, anyway, a couple of times I remember you saying that your parents found out. I cannot even imagine that. I'm just curious what the story is behind that. So I've always liked attention. I've always liked, you know, being, and back when I was a little bit younger, I was a little bit better at keeping my dad bod under control. And I liked to do whatever I could to get, you know, attention, basically. Also, I was in a relationship that where my partner at the time, my boyfriend at the time, lost his job. We had a house. I really needed to make extra money. I was already working two jobs, but I thought, oh, here's another. And this was just a way to bring in like extra like fast food money or, you know, like go to the club money, like nothing like serious, not paying the mortgage or anything like that. And I don't know how I heard about it, but I found this site and I was like, I'm going to try it. So I went through the whole you have to scan your driver's license to prove that you're old enough and you have to do all this stuff. And so I did all that. I had to fill out a W-2, I think. I don't really remember. I know that I had to count it on my taxes while I was doing it. But anyway, and so I just, you know, along with doing podcasting in my studio, I set up extra lights and camera and stuff like that. And I did that, you know, at night or on weekends or when I wasn't doing anything. And so I was doing a podcast, Adam and Maddie Show, at the time. And I was I've always been very, very open and honest on my podcast, like to a fault. And at this point in my life, I'm like, well, screw it. I've been so open and honest about everything. You know, people could go back and, you know, whatever. But I was very open and honest. And I was very open and honest about my partner and I. It wasn't an open relationship, but we would have thirds and stuff like that. Anyway, so I was very open and honest about all of that. And I would talk about Flirt for Free on the podcast because also I was trying to advertise, hey, you could come and see me if you want. And I had some listeners of the podcast that would, you know, come see me on Flirt for Free. Well, somebody on my podcast, or I mean, somebody that listened to my podcast, and I don't know who it was, even to this day, I have no idea who it was, but it was a listener because, I mean, that's the only place I really talked about it, emailed my stepfather and told him that I was doing this and that they were worried for me, gave him the link to my profile on Flirt for Free. And, you know, I had photos on there. I had photo, like, revealing photos. And I don't know, like, I don't know what my stepdad saw. I don't know what my mom saw. All I know, I was at work one day and I got a call and, you know, the shit hit the fan. And basically they're like, we got this email out of the blue, and it was from my stepdad. And he's like, I got this email out of the blue about some site. And I clicked on it and I saw some photos of you, and I don't know what you're doing, but your mom is like crying and all this kind of stuff. It was horrible. And I was at work, you know. I mean, luckily it was like the end of the day and there weren't very many people there, but I was at work anyway. And so basically at that point, I hadn't been doing it very frequently. And so I just ended up telling them that was something that I had done, you know, just a little while, and that I wasn't doing it anymore, and that, you know, that was all over, but they wouldn't take the photos down or something. I don't know. It's not something that I did like super often anyway, but by the time my parents found out about it, I wasn't doing it as consistently at that time. And so I just kind of was like, I'm really sorry. I decided that wasn't for me or whatever. And they were really upset about it. But I mean, what are they going to do? I said, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I might have said something like, you know, I'll try to get that profile taken down or whatever. And I apologized to them. What do you say? I mean, what do you say when your parents have been emailed, you know, a link to photos of you in various states of undress and, you know, on a site that's a webcam site? And and my parents are like super, super like Christian, religious, you know, go to church all the time sort of people. I mean, like, what do you say? And they already, and at this point I wasn't totally out to them. Like they knew, because I've talked about this a lot, but like when my mom first found out that I had had a boyfriend, like right before I started college, she found a note where I had written, I love John, I love John. And this was just like an internet boyfriend. I hadn't even met this guy in person. And that's how my mom found out. And so anyway, I went through a lot of guilt, and I went to, I'm just giving my whole life story here, but I went to one of those things, you know, those ministries where they try to help you. Not like a shock therapy sort of thing, but like, you know, you pray a lot. They try to help you, like, not live the lifestyle, air quotes. You know what I mean? And so my parents knew, but when I came back from that, I just went along not as if I was cured. I told my mom, I'm like, look, this didn't cure me. I still am attracted to men, but I'm not going to date men or do things like that, which was completely a lie. But this is what I told my parents, because I knew, I mean, after about halfway through this thing, I'm like, look, they're not going to change me, and I don't even want to change, you know. But I didn't want to tell my parents that. I wasn't ready to like tell my parents that at that time. So I moved to Dallas and then, you know, had a boyfriend and all that, but my parents were far away. And so I didn't really have to share that with them. And then I do a podcast where I tell everything about my life to everyone. And then my listeners email my parents. So, I mean, you know, I don't even know how they got his email address. But my stepdad has his own business, and I probably talked about his business on the podcast. I don't even know. Maybe I even gave the name of the podcast or of the business. I'm not really sure. I don't remember. I just know that it was a listener. So, I mean, that's what you get for being open and honest on the internet, right? I guess. And I don't know if that person hated me or they really were worried for me. And I'm not even really sure why you would be worried for someone doing webcam stuff. I could understand if I was like going out and doing crack or something, you know. I've never been a drug user or anything like that. I could understand if I was doing things like that, that maybe someone would be worried and want to let someone know to intervene. But I'm getting on a webcam. I don't know. It was very rude. It was a very stressful time in my life. So, wow, that took up a whole episode. Well, anyway, thank you for your, he said, I'm just curious about the story. He said there were only a couple of friends that knew what I was doing at night in my living room, and the thought of my parents finding out freaks me out. Was just wondering what the situation was. If it's none of my business, I'm cool with it, but I certainly wouldn't, and I wouldn't expect you to put it out on your podcast. Oh my goodness, I'm an open book, even to this day. Please, none of you email my parents. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.